Giant hogweed is a striking plant, tall, with purple-spotted stems, giant leaves, and lacy white flowers. But cut it or brush up against it, and its sap will give you blisters, burns, and even temporary blindness. Pippin Ross reports that agricultural officials across the nation are urging gardeners to get rid of the stuff.
The Berkshires of western Massachusetts are moneyed and manicured, a place rife with gardeners and landscapers. Craig Hollingsworth is a self-described pestologist with the University of Massachusetts Extension Program. Giant hogweed ended up here, he says, because of a perennial gardener known as Aunt Alice. After she died, her small collection of giant hogweed became a 3-acre patch of the pernicious plant.
In the meantime, because she was generous with her plants, her friends had giant hogweed, and it got away.
Aunt Alice and her friends weren't alone in their love for the bold plant. It's been found recently in 6 eastern states, and in parts of the Pacific Northwest and Europe, it's considered out of control. Hollingsworth joins a growing legion of agriculture officials and horticulturists trying to stop the toxic plant in its tracks. While on the hogweed hunt, Terence McSherry of the Berkshire Botanical Gardens visits an upscale gardening store where he spotted giant hogweed growing just weeks before.
Looks like the state's already gotten here. It's gone. So somebody else ratted out the proprietor, I guess.
But it's still frequently found in home gardens and for sale, a practice McSherry calls unethical gardening.
People think that since they know so much about horticulture that they can have forbidden fruits and they can grow these things because they think they can control it, but the fact is they really can't.
Giant hogweed has a wicked will to survive. Even uprooted plants can re-sprout for as long as a decade. Despite the temptation to make a gardening statement with the magnificent purple-white plant, Massachusetts officials think their anti-giant hogweed campaign is taking root. Hollingsworth says his office has received lots of reports, mostly people mistaking other species for the toxic plant.
I think the most important thing is that then when they go to a garden center and they see something that they say is that's giant hogweed, they don't want it.
Hollingsworth says if you find giant hogweed, you should cover your body, put on sunglasses and gloves, cut it down, and bag it. Then contact your local agricultural agency for advice on how to destroy it. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.